The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drives Top 5 at 5.
Witten time, hour number 3 of The Drive underway. Congratulations, you have made it. The weekend is here. 5 o'clock on your Friday. Parker Pewitt is in the top 5 at 5. Parker?
Yeah, first up, we have some sad news out of Connecticut. Boston draft pick and former LSU guard Tremont Waters' father was found dead in a hotel room. It is being ruled as a suicide.
Dang it.
So thoughts and prayers out for his family.
Is it really? I heard about this late last night. I mean, I was, man, that sucks.
Yeah. Bad news for sure.
Number 2, former MLB pitcher Dwight Gooden was arrested for cocaine possession and driving under the influence.
No.
Say it ain't so.
Doc, you're going to tell me that Doc Gooden is abusing drugs? Well, I, for one, don't believe it.
Nope. That's fake.
Was Daryl Strawberry in the car with him?
No.
Bobby Bonilla's following behind him.
You ever hear Robin Williams talk about Daryl Strawberry?
Yeah.
His cocaine.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
What do you expect, man? It's a long game. I'm standing out there at right field. There's a long white line going all the way down to home plate.
his best bits ever.
Oh, man. That sucks, though.
Dwight Gooden, the Doc. He's still skiing slopes.
Snowing. Snowing up there.
And speaking of DUIs, at number 3, the Jets' Chris Herndon gets a 4-game suspension for his DUI. Normally you would get 2 games, but a woman said she claimed bodily harm due to the crash, so the NFL gave him a 4-game suspension.
Okay, then.
Well, happens.
Yep.
That's another NFL offseason.
At number 4, the U.S. Women's National Team star Allie Long's celebration was cut short after her hotel room in New York City was apparently burglarized. Long alleges her wedding ring, cash, and her key to the city were all stolen.
Damn you. They took her key to the city?
Dang you, that's horrible.
It's an actual key?
It's yeah.
One of those big keys?
Yeah, kinda, get you in all the subways for free.
And last but not least, the Knoxville Zoo, or Zoo Knoxville, have revealed the gender of their newborn baby giraffe.
Oh, here we go.
It's a girl.
Yay.
That's probably good for breeding, so that's probably the good
how's
outcome.
How's it any better or worse?
Yeah, what's...
You still need both.
I know, but...
You want to sit here and explain the birds and the bees to you, Parker?
I can't do this right here on air.
It's a bigger deal that, you know...
Giraffe can't reproduce asexually. You're still going to need a dude. You're still going to need a male giraffe.
Sperm donor.
Big old buck. Jump up there and make love to that female giraffe. Sweet giraffe love.
I mean, it's just hard to get them to, you know, for those animals to breed in captivity. It's a lot harder than out in the real world.
Well, yeah. Could you reproduce if you had some guy in a lab coat watching you, taking notes
silly
and everything?
Hats on?
I mean, yeah, in a cage or something?
What's this guy doing?
You got to set the mood.
He's sitting there staring at us.
The gorillas don't seem to mind the audience.
Well, they're a little bit more exhibitionist.
Yeah.
Giraffes, they're more private creatures. They have to spend their whole life getting gawked at, looked at. They got the long neck. Everybody can see them. You can't hide as a giraffe. There's no privacy.
Be a great traffic coordinator.
You know, they have a hard time with pandas. It's a true story. True story, I'm about to tell you. They show pandas. Yeah.
Panda porn.
Yeah. To get them in the mood.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? We've talked about this before on the show.
Yeah. What?
The pandas aren't reproducing. They're endangered. And so this is, I guess, one of our good ideas. Let's videotape some other pandas.
Making whoopee.
Doing the wild thing. And then we'll show it to them and hopefully.
It'll make them want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a marital aid. I mean, come on. Let's be adults about this.
Let's not act like, you know, every panda's not watching it.
God's name are y'all getting this information?
Have you ever been to a sperm bank?
no 50-year-old.
Neither have I.
Runs.
But from what I hear, what I see in the movies, you don't just walk in there with your cup, do you?
No, they give you. They give
what
you.
Do they, what do they give you? Magazine. You, Bear?
They have a take-home kit.
They give you a magazine.
Is it still magazines? I figured they like. I don't know. Maybe you just take your phone in there now.
I don't know.
But anyway,
know.
Like you go in there and you like, you know, pandas aren't so different from us.
Fuck, I'm losing my mind. From Jason Brown to panda porn.
Yeah.
Really hitting all the marks today.
That is the top five at five. Thank you, Parker.
Richie Incognito got suspended 2 games.
Already?
Yeah, but that was coming.
Oh, for like
the funeral home incident.
The funeral home incident.
Yeah.
That's just not.
You shouldn't laugh.
Oh, let's talk about the funeral home incident. What was the funeral home incident? Is that where he attacked his grandmother?
Yeah, because his dad was in the casket. He didn't want him to get buried.
Oh, is that he's just freaked out?
Yeah,
all right. Well, I guess that's.
I'm going to tell you, Richie Incognito, low key crazy.
Maybe not even low key. I don't think it's low key. I think he's full on nuts.
Put him on Parker's
list. He tried to fight his grandma. He beat his $170,000 Ferrari to a pulp with a baseball bat.
Well, that happens.
He bullied another grown man to the point where that guy ended up.
Like,
you know,
suicidal, right?
Yeah, and threatening, making threats against an elementary school. I don't know. I think that guy may still be in like some kind of medical jail. The booby, what they used to call it, the booby hatch, the nut house.
The booby hatch?
Yeah, that's an old term.
I haven't heard that.
The nut house.
Nut house. I've heard that. Puzzle factory.
Never heard that one.
No, I think that's a military term. East Tennessee Warehouse and Distribution, almost 40 years in the industry. East Tennessee Warehouse and Distribution is the preferred source for third-party logistics. Their solutions include, but are not limited to, warehousing, inventory management, order fulfillment, pick and pack, and cross-docking services. You can contact East Tennessee Warehouse and Distribution today at 865-521-6143. That's 521-6143, or just go online to easttennessewarehouse.com. We get set to go back to the phones here this afternoon, where Phil is up next on the drive. Good afternoon, Phil.
What do you say, guys?
What's up, Philly?
Not much. So what's the question? Who would I like to hit? It's a sports figure.
Most punchable face in sports, yes.
Well, there's so many of them. It's, you know, give you a nice list.
Yeah, I mean, I'm counting on you to come through with the one we haven't thought of from back in the day. We don't have a whole lot of Kentucky nominees yet.
Well, as much as I hate Kentucky, I respect Kentucky. They've had some punks up there, but, God, that's a...
Man, I said Rex Chapman. Who'd you say, Russ?
This Tyler Harrow kid, man. It's going to be hard to beat.
Well, I'm sure they've had more in the past than that. How about, Phillips, when Bernard King and him about got in a fight down here in Knoxville.
That's before
Phillips
my time.
Kentucky.
See, me and you are the only two people that would remember that. That was when I was a little kid. Was that the game where they flipped the cigarette at him?
No, this was a Stokely Athletic Center that about got in a fight. In fact, two people got ejected in the game. Heck, I don't know. Mike Jackson, I got ejected, and one of Truman Clater got injected in the game, and Tennessee won the game, but it was a close game. But that was when King was here. I think Austin Clark played guard, I think, because Mike Jackson got ejected from the game. But it's been so long ago, it's hard to remember. That's all I remember is beating those ugly-looking blue-faced people.
Now, let me ask you this. Phil, did you go down last weekend and watch those basketball games?
Yeah, I did.
Anybody impress you?
The kid from Bell Buckle.
Keon
Johnson. We got to have him.
Well.
We need to do what Florida did to get Blackshear and Trey Mann. We need the same thing with Keon Johnson, even though I don't think Keon Johnson's family is like the ones down there in Gainesville area.
It seems like things are very much on course. At this point, it would be a surprise if we did not get him.
I agree. Ohio State's recruited him, 2-3 months, and the only reason they're in is because the assistant that recruited him from Vanderbilt is at Ohio State.
What about this five-star from, I believe he goes to Derek Walker's high school in Wichita, Kansas?
And
Folly Dante. No, he's like a 6'10". He's a center. 6'11", 230.
I didn't hear about that. This is something new.
Yeah, they say he is – well, he's a 2021 kid, but he's keeping the door open to reclassify, and it's Tennessee, Kentucky, and Oregon, I believe, are the schools that he's considering.
No, we still got a scholarship, don't we?
Yep. And we need a big man.
Yeah.
Big man, you say?
Wow, that's interesting. Well, you got to get in the gray area if you're going to get somebody good, though. I mean, we can be nice and, you know, put the scriptures out there and everything, but then in reality, you ain't going to beat the big boys in recruiting unless you get a little in the gray area.
Everybody else's coach cheats except for ours, Phil. Don't you know that?
Well, I imagine Tennessee.
Don't you know that?
In the past, Tennessee's done their fair share in the past in football and basketball. I don't know what they're doing now. I have no idea.
The gray area differs from school to school, right? I mean, Coach Cal's gray area is probably much different from what Rick Barnes considers the gray area.
Yeah. And I guess you need to tell Trey about the little story how the, you know, it all started in Lawrence, Kansas, ended up in Lexington, and then it ended up in Tuscaloosa. That's a, you know, that's how the thing all started back in the 1950s, 40s, or whatever.
The Trail of Treachery.
Yeah.
From Lawrence, Kansas to Kentucky.
Adolph Rupp at Kentucky to Bear Bryant at Alabama.
Yeah. It all goes hand in hand. Now it's been perfected by some other people now.
Dabo could teach a PhD level course in it.
You think Dabo's playing kids out there?
Gosh.
No.
You know, Dabo won't go to Alabama and play some legend like Saban. He'll stay where he's at because he's got to make it. But he's the only good team in that conference.
The more they continue to dominate, the more I agree with that. I mean, if you asked me that 2 or 3 years ago, like when they had first made the playoff but hadn't won a championship, it's like, oh, yeah, that guy's the heir apparent. He's going to go replace him. But now they've won.
And they've kind of passed up Bama.
They should probably win a Heisman and another national championship this year. And
Clemson's
why go follow the legend where that never works, where – he's the king of the kingdom there now.
That's true. Yeah.
Isn't it funny that as much as beloved as Bruce Pearl is, that his son is not beloved by the UT fan base?
Because he's not a good basketball coach.
Who?
He's just not.
Who? Stephen F. and Pearl? I think it's because of the way Stephen behaved.
If Stephen was smart, he'd have moved on from his father and got underneath his footsteps and gone to another university and coached.
But I think that's part of the reason that he's punchable is because there's a feeling out there that he can't do that.
Right.
Because his dad is the only one that'll hire him. But he's the ultimate, you know, it's you're born on third base and act like you hit a triple.
Well, all I'll see is, as much as I'm not a Stephen Pearl fan, if Buck Pearl was here and Stephen was on staff and went to the Final Four, I don't think I could complain too dang much, could you?
No,
not a bit.
I mean, probably like him.
I mean, it's a shame Buck Pearl's at Auburn who don't even care about basketball and, you know, and they went to the Final Four and we were at their house watching it.
What do you mean? You mean Auburn fans don't care about basketball?
No, they don't. Well, they got an 8,000-seat arena.
Yeah, well, that was – I mean, they did that on purpose.
I mean, yeah, because nobody wants to go. That's why.
Yeah, but they sell out every game. I mean, I get where you're coming from, but – I mean, it's just renewed interest. I mean, the same thing with Tennessee, let's be real honest here. I mean, it's not like there were 17,000 people Rick Barnes' first year.
Yeah, but for like the past – Tennessee, regardless – after Bruce, I mean, we maintained it even through the lean years.
I'm not saying apples to oranges. I'm just saying a lot of these universities are getting smarter and they're going with these smaller gyms and arenas, which I think is a good, you know, like Coleman's doing it down in Alabama. You've got places like, you know, even Colonial Arena in South Carolina, you know, a nice gym. Florida did it with the O-Dome.
They really don't care about it down there. I mean, hell, they won 2 natties.
It's interesting to see how much they're trying to transition and get fans in there, but also recognizing they're not going to get 18,000 people per game.
Well, hadn't Tennessee been on top 10 attendance the last 10 years?
Yeah, they've done their job.
And that's with McConville Martin and Donnie Tindall over there.
Yeah.
So all along, Tennessee's never had a run outside of Ray Mears that they've had continued success at a high level.
I mean, I feel like
Buck Pearl was high level, but he's only here 6 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about 10 years or more. Oh, okay. Tennessee's never had the outside of Ray Mears. They never had sustained success. That's the reason why their basketball has been up and down for all the years, because their administration did not give a flip about it.
Hmm.
They cared more about some other stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But, I mean, they could have been. We've had this conversation. I mean, we should have been in one of the Regals in basketball.
Well, it is what it is, but guys, are we going to beat Vanderbilt? Trey, you going to ask Jerry Pruitt that down in Hoover?
Absolutely.
Yeah, bring a question from the audience. Phil wants to know,
are we going to beat Vanderbilt?
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate the phone call. We got to play what you talk about. We need three contestants right now at 865-546-8200. That's 546-8200. We're going to play what you talking about. Winner gets 16 free wings from Buckethead Tavern. Stay with us. The Drive continues. We're back with more right after this.
The Drive. Hope to contain it.
Back here on The Drive, it's Fox Sports Knoxville, Fan Run Radio. Cruise along with you, getting your weekend kicked off with The Drive. We've got overtime coming up next from 6 until 8. So you got 2.5 more hours of quality, locally produced sports entertainment programming headed your way right here on Fan Run Radio. All right, so this is day 5 of What You Talking About, the game show that is sweeping the nation, or at least Knoxville. And we've got another spot in Champions League up for grabs here this afternoon. And we had I don't know what happened, something with the phone. So we got two more spots. We've got one caller now. We need two more to play our game. Go ahead and call in now at 865-546-8200. Pick up your phone and dial 546-8200. Again, today's winner is going to win 16 free wings from Buckethead Tavern and a spot in What You Talk About Champions League, which starts week after next, where the grand prize winner will get a gift card for $120 at Buckethead Tavern. So that'll be very cool. Go ahead and call in. Looks like we've got one person now. We'll need one more. 546-8200. Your number to call in and jump on. And we'll go ahead and we just have one. Okay, that's fine. We'll go one on one.
Yeah, we get two.
Their advantage. I'll hang up and listen versus
Dave.
This is like the XFL versus the regular NFL.
Good disparity in names there. So, all right, I'll hang up and listen versus Dave in a one-on-one. What You Talk About. If you want to call in and make it a threesome, go ahead right now, 546-8200. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and get started. Hit the music, Bear.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
All right, here we go. I'll hang up and listen. Let's bring him in, get things started off. Hello, I'll hang up and listen. I feel like your name is too long, but it's Friday, whatever.
Hey, it's just he hates me, so, you know.
That's too long, too. All right, man, you are up first.
You've
got a 50% chance of winning. We'll see what Dave comes with next here, but it's all you right now. Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right, here we go. This is a snowman and a dessert at Wendy's.
Frosty.
This is, he just got traded to the Rockets from Oklahoma City.
Pass.
This is where you put your car in your house.
Garage.
This is a former wide receiver for the 49ers, played with Montana.
Jerry Rice.
This is the Aggies.
Texas A&M.
Yes, this is a vacation spot in East Tennessee. Ober is there.
Yep. Gatlinburg.
Yes, this is a movie about airplanes with Tom Cruise. Fighter jets.
Top Gun.
Yes, this is a former Tennessee basketball coach. He's at Missouri now.
It's Conzo Martin.
This is New England's football team.
Patriots.
This is the mailman from Utah.
Karl Malone.
This is Brian Wilson's group, Good Vibrations.
Oh, it's Beach Boys.
Yeah, this is a former LSU running back, plays for the Jaguars now.
Fournette, Leonard Fournette.
Yes, this is a former Braves and Cubs pitcher.
Greg Maddux.
This is a movie with Marty McFly.
Back to the Future.
This. All right, he got it in there.
13.
13? All 13. Right, big number for I'll Hang Up and Listen.
That's a good job. He had that. You all had that one little hiccup on that one, or I think it could have been any big
number. Which one was that? Oh, Top Gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, don't hang up and listen. Just hang right there and listen. We're going to place you on hold. And he's got 13. Did we ever get a third caller?
Somebody called, but then they hung up.
We're shutting it down. Just two callers today. That's what we're going to go with.
Wow.
It's one-on-one, the rare one-on-one game. A true test.
It has happened before.
A true test of manhood in what you're talking about, and a true test of intellect as well. Let's bring in Dave. Hello, Dave.
Right here, Russell. How you doing?
Hey, doing well. How are you, man?
Doing good.
All right. So I'll Hang Up and Listen came up, and I mean, he called his shot, knocked it out of the park here on the first go-around. He's got 13, but the good news is we've had several 14s already, so if you're on your game, you might be able to jump over him.
All right, let's do this.
All right, here we go. This is New Orleans basketball team.
Pelicans.
Yes, this is a TV show with the General Lee.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes, this is a former, he has a video game. He used to be a color guy, coached the Raiders back in the 70s.
John Madden.
Yes, this is Seattle's former basketball team.
Supersonics.
This is the Derek's dad. He used to coach at Georgia.
Vince Dooley.
Yes, this is the guy who does Margaritaville.
Jay Buffett.
This is one of the colors of the flag, blue, white, and
red.
This is the conference that Tennessee plays in.
SEC.
This is what you put in your drink to keep it cold.
Ice.
This is the king of pop. He passed away. Probably,
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, this is what wears makeup in the circus.
Clowns.
This is Carolina's football team.
Tar Heels, Panthers.
This is what you wear on your feet.
Shoes.
This is where the Broncos play.
Denver, Mile High Stadium.
This is Sidney Crosby's sport.
14.
Hockey.
Oh, he got 14.
14.
Dave.
Wow.
What a barn burner. Dave wins it by one.
Is Barrett throwing up Do we have an issue?
No.
Oh.
No. You're saying no more because we did have somebody that.
No more. We made that rule. Somebody wanted to jump in. I only begged like an idiot for another caller for like 5 minutes.
Well, I'm afraid he's one of the people that I accidentally hung up on.
Well, that's your fault.
Should we vote on it, or are we laying down the law?
Let's leave it up to Dave. What do you think, Dave? Should we allow third
person?
You
had a good number, Dave.
You can say no.
Sure. It doesn't matter. I won mono a mono, but I'll take a third. No problem.
Oh,
all right. I'm going to put you on hold.
That's a good number, 14.
Damn, I would have just said no.
That was 14. That's going to be hard to beat.
Rules is a nomb.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to beat.
Welcome in, Jeff, Russ.
Jeff, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, Jeff. 14 would send you to a playoff with Dave. 15 would send you directly to Champions League.
Dave doesn't have anything to worry about.
Wow. Well, don't be overconfident or anything, Jeff. All right, here we go. Al Pacino gangster movie. Say hello to my little friend.
Scarface.
This is Green Bay's team.
Packers.
Chicago Cubs home run champ.
Sosa, Sammy Sosa.
Yes, this is the star of Bill and Ted, Excellent Adventure, John Wick.
Keanu Reeves.
Yes, this is Denver's basketball team.
The Nuggets.
Former Georgia running back plays for the Browns now.
No, Sean Moreno.
No, he had a bad knee injury. Okay, this is the real deal boxer from Atlanta, heavyweight champ in the 90s.
Vander Holyfield.
Yes, this is what people in Hawaii ride waves on.
Surfboard.
This is Texas's nickname.
Longhorn.
Yes, this is the head coach at Notre Dame.
Brian.
Yes.
Pass.
Oh, this the former Detroit running back for the Lions. Great running back. In the 90s. Oh, we were rolling.
Didn't have anything
we
to worry
rolling.
About.
We were rolling. No, I thought we were on pace. Then we hit Nick Chubb.
And no, Sean.
You all were no on pace.
We were on pace to
blister. No.
Yeah. We slowed down on Nick Chubb. Couldn't finish Brian Kelly. And then Barry Sanders.
So, hey, congratulations to Dave.
What did Jeff finish
the challenge?
With?
Eight.
Eight. All right, Jeff, better luck next time, man. I got to say, as we bring Dave back. Dave, that was very brave.
Cojones.
Lesser men, such as myself, probably would have said, no, Russ, you said this was it. You said it was me versus I'll hang up and listen. You said there are rules, man. What is a society without rules? You're like, no, bring it on. Let Jeff come in here. Let him throw up his eight. I don't care. Don't matter.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Good job, buddy.
Well done, Dave. Hang right there. We'll get your phone number. You are in Champions League. You win 16 free wings courtesy of our friends at Buckethead Tavern. And we put you in to what you talk about Champions League, where you will play coming up here week after next.
Congratulations. That was fun.
That was fun.
Good job to them.
Very good player. I mean, we have had some big numbers today.
Like, we have.
In years past, there's like lots of sixes and sevens. And
really?
This game is hard, man. Like when you – first of all, it's just hard
in
and of itself. And second of all, when you add the – like folks call in and they're on radio and there's pressure on me, there's pressure on them, and it can be difficult at times and challenging.
16 is a hard number to catch. I understand.
Wow, you are going to be more annoying about this than Bear
I'll
ever
go
was,
outside,
aren't you?
Right? Get on the phone, call in, and I'll still get 16.
The all-time record's never been beaten.
Is that you or something?
Yeah.
What's you?
Was it, a 19?
Bear, stop.
I don't know.
It
man.
Was. What? You still owe me 50 chicken wings.
Wow.
You chickened out.
You owe me 15 chicken wings. 50 chicken wings
50
from 5
wings?
Years ago.
You won't play. You won't play Trey. He Mike, offered to give Mike, you a 5-clue head
I did.
Start.
I did.
And you chickened out.
No, I'm not.
You don't get to
I
talk trash anymore,
you.
Bro.
I don't trust you, the sandbag
I'm
king.
Coward.
You are the sultan of sandbagging.
I'll give you the $20 gift card I have in my bag to Pure Magic Car Wash if you beat me.
I wash my own car, man. Russell's... It's just a total
and
setup.
Five,
and
I've talked
to numerous people who started the conversation with, number one, Bear, I cannot believe you finally caught Russell before he sprung the trap on you.
There's no trap,
you're the
dude.
Sultan of sandbags.
I offered to read you the exact same list
you
that
you
he
would
got.
Have, you would have him and hawed. You would have made sure that I don't trust you, Russ. I love you. I'm loyal to you. You're my boy.
Okay, fine. You don't trust me. You could go on here and lose, yeah. And then just
no,
do what you're
just,
gonna, what you're doing right now,
you're
what you do anyway,
it.
Which is bitch and whine about it like a little girl.
Whoa, whoa. Easy.
You're chicken.
You still got
you're
any of those dockets from yesterday?
You're a coward.
You have any dockets?
The subject?
I'm not going to change the subject. We're in the middle of a segment. Let's kick to it. You had six yesterday.
What is that? That's changing the
Get
subject.
Get it ready. Here we go.
That's changing
what
the subject.
What in the world?
Okay. Go ahead and hit the docket. It'll be a Bear is a Coward themed edition of the docket.
Brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. Need help but applying for disability benefits?
Mic off.
Call DAG on. Today.
We'll talk over the promo.
865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
Dolphins defensive tackle Kendrick Norton has been cited as at fault for the 4th of July accident that led to his left arm being amputated, much the same way Bear is being cited for cowardism and ducking Trey Wallace in what you talking about. Very sad.
You're a punk and a clown.
Very sad.
They brought those charges on him like that, being a punk and a clown.
It is like adding insult to injury. Right. Like you already flipped your car, you almost died, lost your arm, your football career is over. By the way, here's a reckless driving ticket.
Thanks, officer.
I mean, literally adding insult to injury.
So because he had to have his arm amputated, he shouldn't have to follow the rules?
Oh, here we go.
I guess not.
Okay.
I guess not. Meanwhile,
good job, man.
Law enforcement officers in Missouri managed to capture a man wanted for possession of a controlled substance after he gave away his position in a very unorthodox way. They were searching for this person in a house he was hiding from them, and they found him. How?
He sneezed.
It's close.
Farted.
No way.
Man farted loudly.
Idiot.
Loud enough for the police officers who were looking for him to find him. He broke wind, and they were able to find him. If you've got a felony warrant for your arrest, the cops... That's a bit of a personal question, don't you think? If you've got a felony warrant for your arrest, the cops are looking for you, and you pass gas so loud that it gives away your hiding spot, you're definitely having a poop emoji day, the Clay County Sheriff's Office tweeted.
It won't stop.
Local TV station requested more information on the case, and the sheriff's office responded on Facebook with the quote, "Person was arrested over the weekend at Clay County warrant for possession of a controlled substance." And we got to give props to the City of Liberty PD for using all their senses to sniff him out.
Oh, man.
I mean, that stinks. It stinks almost as bad as Bears' cowardism. Ducking Trey Wallace and what you talking about?
I don't get it. I really don't. I don't understand the trepidation.
It's a bad look.
I really
don't.
It's
a bad look.
Because Russ is a jackass.
Well, let Parker do it then.
I don't know.
If you're that
know.
Scared.
He's not going to do it, man.
Scared,
he's ducking
bro.
You.
I'm
he
not
ain't
going to
do
you.
It. He ain't going to do
it's
it.
Just, it's
like Nick Saban. Stop asking because I ain't going to do it.
Yeah.
It's a good way to
he's loosey with the football.
Oh, wow.
He's waiting on me to tee it up. I know him. I know you.
You couldn't hit a 16 on your best day. All you got to do is hit an 11, too.
Ooh, yeah.
An 11. An 11.
Trey's calling you out. Says you can't
you'll
hit
sandbag
the
me. You'll sandbag me. I know you will.
Well, let's see.
No.
You can't
let's
sandbag.
Not. I'm not going to give you the
see.
Opportunity
you
to
be able
scream
to sandbag to 11.
Huh. No.
Bawk, 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 bawk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, the last year I played and got knocked out, I got sandbagged.
What did you do to this man?
Nothing.
They sandbagged.
Nothing.
This is like 4 years ago.
This is.
What, are you okay over there?
This is.
You all right? Do you need a room or something?
Something you used to dig in your garden. That's 10 seconds gone.
Yeah.
Shovel.
Yeah.
Jerk.
That's how you did it.
No.
It was somebody else.
He's scared of you.
No,
oh goodness.
You're in his head,
news.
Trey Wallace. You are in his head.
You're not. So I think about, you know, maybe setting you and Russell on fire one day after the show.
What number did Peyton Manning wear, Bear?
16.
There you go. Keep going, Russell.
A Florida woman is facing two felony charges after she allegedly ruined a neighboring shop's $2,000 worth of ice cream by blank.
Tunneling through the wall?
No, she ruined the ice cream.
Oh.
Leaving the doors open? Hell, I don't know.
Licked it.
If you say licked, I'm going to be pissed.
By peeing into an ice cream machine and flicking boogers into the containers. Jung Soon Wichpa, who owns a food mart in Indian Shores, was arrested Monday and charged with criminal mischief and tampering with consumer products related to the alleged offenses against the ice cream shop next door. Police said surveillance video showed the 66-year-old Wichpa adulterating the ice cream made by Lulu's ice cream shop next to her store, according to a report today in the Tampa Bay Times. The two businesses share a bathroom. Police said video showed Wichpa using the facility with the door open on 5 occasions last month. Cameras caught her shoving her hands into ice cream containers on one occasion and picking her nose and sticking her hands in the ice cream on another. Police allege in court documents obtained by the Smoking Gun that she spit into the ice cream containers, urinated in the ice cream churning machine, then emptied the urine into a sink used to rinse out ice cream equipment and bowls.
Are you just trying to prevent me from going to dinner after this? Ugh.
I might never eat ice cream. After the past couple of weeks, the licking and the peeing and all this stuff, I might never eat ice cream again. Much the same way Bear will never play What You Talk About again because he's chicken.
GFY.
Oh, wow.
That is the docket. Brought to you by the Disability Advantage Group. Folks, if you think you qualify for Social Security disability insurance, if you are injured or in some way incapacitated to where you cannot work, to where you cannot earn, to where you cannot pay your bills, well, then you might qualify for Social Security disability insurance. If you want to know whether or not you qualify, one call does it all. Pick up the phone and dial 865-566-0800. That's 566-0800 for the Disability Advantage Group. They're online at dag-us.com. That's dag-us.com. Disability Advantage Group, bringing you the docket every afternoon right here on The Drive. Take a breath. Been an action-packed show today. Lots of twists and turns. Jason Brown from Independence Community College was fantastic at the end of hour number two. If you want to check that out in the podcast, if you missed it, go back and listen to what he had to say.
That was a lot of fun. A lot of insight, too.
I mean, things got real.
Yeah, they did.
With you.
Yeah, you think I'm fake or you think I'm real? No. I'm talking about you. Do you think I'm fake or you think I'm real?
It's a little uncomfortable, Russ.
Russ was like, oh, I think you're real. I think you're real.
No, I did not. I'm not afraid of the guy. He's in Los Angeles. Not like he's going to buy a plane ticket, fly all the way to Knoxville to beat me up or anything.
Well, when he comes and hangs out with Jeremy.
I mean, I do not think he's fake. I think he's real on the show. The only point I was making is that I think that the show producers play to his eccentricities. They find the most confrontational, controversial elements of his personality, things that he does, and they build the entire show around that, which is smart. It's good television, and it works.
They do it. If you're a showrunner, you're an editor, you're a director, that's what you're doing. You're looking for the best stuff.
Well, and when you're – particularly when they were doing East Mississippi Community College, the Buddy Stevens years, like when you're doing a junior college football game where the score is 55-0, like that's the game is not going to be in and of itself enough to hold viewers' attention. You're going to have to drum up controversy and storylines. And so that's all I was getting.
Would you say, though, that the games weren't really even the story in Last Chance U?
No, it's about the people.
It's the coach and the players.
It's about the people, the players, their journeys, the coach trying to control what appears to be an uncontrollable situation.
You know what is interesting? And as somebody that's followed it for a long time, the way some of these kids get into these schools, like there were a couple players on Independence team where he was calling them out on video saying F, 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 F. And I know two of these players that are now playing Division I football at a Power 5 school. Pretty interesting how they get into these big colleges.
How many guys did he say he got D1 scholarships the last 2 years? 40 guys in 2 years? That's pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah, I agree. 101 total.
All right, stay with us. It's The Drive. It's Fox Sports Knoxville. It's Fan Run Radio. It's all that stuff. And we got one more segment coming up. The shocking conclusion of The Drive coming up. Speak now. Forever hold your peace. We're back with more right after this.
The Drive. Get some.
All right, wrap it up here this afternoon on The Drive. Over 400,000 people have committed to a Facebook event pledging to, quote, storm Area 51.
Oh, good gosh.
You're going to get shot on site.
Like storm it? Like
storm Area 51. 400,000 people are saying they're going to go to Area 51 in New Mexico and try to overrun the facilities there in an effort to, quote, see them aliens.
The problem here, Russ.
I bet they get in.
No.
I'd say there are multiple problems here.
They will not get in. I will go on a limb here.
Think our army's going to shoot people?
400,000 people? mean, 400,000 people surrounded. 400,000
people aren't showing up for 80. For there.
But okay, but 80. Just if we had 400,000 people, four Neyland Stadiums worth of people, some of them armed, some firearms, sticks, blunt objects, whatever.
Alien spray.
Yeah, we could get in there.
Yeah, definitely.
We could Mad Max that thing and just overrun them.
Right, I agree.
I mean, we'd
lose hundreds. Yeah. We'd lose hundreds of people, but thousands maybe. But I think we could get in.
I thought it was a hoax.
What?
This whole deal.
Just Russ going to be FoxNews.com by himself. Oh, okay. Well, that might be.
You calling Fox News? You calling Fox News liar?
Yes.
Really?
No.
I think you just did. You're not a big Fox News guy. You're not up for some fair and balanced, Trey?
I watch all the news organizations.
No, you don't.
What news organization do you think I watch?
I don't know. I don't think you watch them all. Nobody watches them all.
No, they do not.
I watch one.
Which one do you watch?
I'm not telling you.
CNN?
MSNBC? There's only three.
Yeah.
I watch PBS.
Should we put the poll in the field?
No, please don't.
Check it or wreck it.
No.
Which news service does at Trey Wallace watch?
Please don't. You know that people are going to come out of the woodwork for this one.
Fox News, MSNBC, or CNN? Put the poll in the field. MSNBC.
I have a very good buddy who is I went to school with, who is a producer for Anderson's show.
Anderson Cooper?
Yes.
Okay.
So I tend to watch his work.
Your first name guy. I've noticed that. I'm not throwing off on you, but you are first name guy.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, you watch Anderson's show? Like he's your buddy Anderson?
No, I just...
Anderson is a... Like,
people
a,
know
what a
Anderson?
Weird first name.
Take
Anderson.
Eatin' Rich Boy name. Well,
no, Hi, I'm Anderson.
I'm Anderson Cooper. My mother is Gloria Vanderbilt.
I'm Sean Hannity.
Do you ever see when those people... the protesters caught sight of Hannity a few years back and started chasing him.
Yeah. No, that's rude.
That's pretty funny.
They all chase do it. People. All the networks are crazy nowadays, man.
Did you see?
Just roll with TV1 or PBS.
The scene at the White House yesterday. They had some kind of press conference outside, and they about had a brawl.
I think you're thinking of Mike Cernovich.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about the lawn outside the White House at some kind of news conference.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had a brawl?
No.
They
did.
Sebastian Gorka called out Brian Karam. Is that saying it right?
I don't know.
From Playboy magazine.
Yeah. And they were all, I don't know. I mean, it looked like West Knoxville for about 10 seconds where people were, you want to go outside?
Gorka's going to whip your ass.
Great. So there's a level
it was
of decorum
in the Rose,
that's
it was in the Rose
probably
Garden.
Appropriate.
Yeah, and it was
for,
a press conference about social media, and at the time, that was when Twitter went down.
It was in the,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ironic.
Isn't it?
It was in the Rose Garden. Glad they held everything proper.
As of Friday, 416,000 people.
You want to go?
Have listed they're going to the planned raid, which event organizers say will take place on September 20th at 3 a.m.
Oh, dang. I got to stay up that late for the raid?
An additional 428,000 people have clicked interested.
Well,
I could have sworn it was a hoax.
I'm
like I saw something on Facebook. A girl that I used to work with, she had posted it, and then some people weren't realizing that it was a joke.
How crazy are we willing to get, boys?
I don't know about going on probably one of the most top secret. The only place that I would, there's certain places you just can't go.
Parker, what do you think
Parker
is there?
Would get through.
It's the Skunk Works. It's where that's what it's called. The Skunk Works is where all the high performance experimental aircraft or reconnaissance planes are designed.
Like
there's places in Oak Ridge you can't go. You get shot
if there's no aliens there.
Right.
Why can't they just bring somebody in on live television? Bring Anderson Cooper or whoever.
Because they're not going to show any pictures.
Listen, bring them in there. Like we're going to show you riding in. And, okay, there are places you can't go. We have some super secret military technology behind this door. There's some plane we're working on. It's like
have they never done
the
this?
Radar can't see
no,
it or something.
No, nobody's allowed there.
Let's go through it and see the stuff. You could still hide some stuff. And then the rest of the alien people can speculate as to what's behind those closed doors.
Yeah, but even
but
if they did that.
They won't even do that. They won't even just go in and let us see what's in there.
nobody needs to know. What? I'm a firm believer there's certain things that everybody doesn't need to know.
Wasn't it like a year ago? I might be mistaken. Didn't the presidential files get released?
They were going to.
What about Roswell?
If Hillary Clinton had won, one of the things, it was either she or one of it was that Podesta guy who got the emails hacked.
John Podesta.
He was saying that he was going to push her to declassify a bunch of UFO, because we do have like government UFO studies.
Yeah.
We don't know if they're aliens, but they're unidentified flying objects. We don't know what it is. And the government has all these files, and he was going to push for her to declassify those.
That's Southwest Airlines plane.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't think we need to know. You don't want to know.
You don't want the book of secrets.
No, it's not about not knowing. It's just, it's
ignorance is
top secret. It's the nation's top secret. You know, high performance military jet. That's where they make them.
Have you not been surprised we haven't had like another Snowden of information like that before?
Well, no, because I think anybody that would think about doing it has looked at what.
Yeah, you want to go live in a Russian airport for the rest of your life?
Yeah, man, he's living it up. He's got himself a nice apartment over there.
I wouldn't call living in Russia living it up.
That beats a dark side prison cell.
Guantanamo.
I'd take him some oil platform out in the middle of the ocean somewhere.
Okay, Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger in Escape Plan.
That was a good movie.
It was. Have you seen another one yet?
I never saw it.
Really liked it.
It was actually pretty good. I thought it was going to be a cheesy straight-to-DVD.
No, I mean, you realize that CIA black sites, some they use abandoned oil platform rigs.
Really?
How do you know?
I watch a lot of PBS. Yeah,
well, then it's not a black site if you know where it is.
I don't know where it is. Parker,
no idea where it is.
Roger, we got a few minutes, man. What's up? Go ahead.
Oh, nothing much. Russell. How y'all doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Russell. I'm doing fine.
Good.
I just wanted to ask y'all about the. I just care if y'all can tell me or not right now. No matter what season, but that's why I ask you. After last year's season and game that Pruitt for his in game, that's what I just wanted to ask you. You think this year Pruitt was at the end? If it's in tight game at the end, you think Pruitt is going? You think he can play the win? You think?
Yeah, I mean, I think Pruitt showed last year that. If anything, he is overly aggressive. I don't think anybody's going to accuse him of being overly conservative.
No, he's Mr. Onside Kick.
He tried like more onside kicks than surprise onside kicks than we've ever seen. He went for it on fourth down a bunch of times. He blitzes, he gambles, likes to throw the ball deep. I mean, he is just an aggressive football coach.
I got you. You think it's from Alabama? He been through? They think it's why he's gambling.
I think what it was he figured he had nothing to lose last year.
Yeah, that might have been it. Well, and I think at times he was probably playing a little video game football, man. We've talked about it a lot. I did not like all the onside kicks. I thought they were
excessive.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. And
even though we were really good at every part about them except for recovering the ball,
which is kind of the most important part.
Yeah, I mean, I'll agree with you there, Rob.
But I think, is that just growing pains? He's never been a head coach before.
Yeah, this year should really show us something.
Yeah,
we'll know.
So hopefully he's improved and that, you know, bringing on the coordinators, taking a step back, being more CEO type coach, that hopefully he will improve in that regard. All right, Raj, that's it for us, man. We are out. Y'all have a great weekend. Overtime is up next from 6 till 8. We'll do it again Monday, right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.